RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grubbe bring you 5 topics on their mind today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are you ready to do the honors, Sean and Grant? Are you guys ready for this?
Oh, we are so ready.
So ready.
Love it.
The command in their
also
voices.
Slightly.
Did I sell that to you
that
guys?
That was not convincing.
Not convincing? Oh.
All right, we'll try to do better. It was a little awkward, and I was worried that it sounded out of turn. Okay, let's try this again. Ready? Okay.
Number one.
Okay. So, first question here on 5 on it. What was the Chicago sports highlight of 2025?
What was the Chicago sports highlight of 2025? It was winning the freaking NFC North. And I'm sorry that it happened on Saturday. And it was super anticlimactic. And it was even worse because the Bears lost a game. So it's not like it was some outright thing where they win on home field and then everybody celebrates. Next thing you know, you're in the clubhouse and Bill Murray's asking people if he wants champagne. Wait, that was the Cubs. But you know what I'm trying to say. It wasn't that direct. Like, there was no, like, big celebration. We'd been waiting a long time for this. We'd been waiting a long, long time. And I'm sorry that the Cubs made the playoffs and also advanced. And yes, that was a highlight. But not as big as the Bears winning the division. I used to dream of times like this.
Oh, here we go. All right. Listen, that's a great nomination that you got going there.
You know what?
Mark Brody.
Yes. I gave Mark a crown and everything.
Yes, can I get your... Grobber, I was there. Can
I get that? I was there.
I was also there. The moment... was the throw, was the DJ Moore catching the ball to beat the Packers at Soldier Field, which made what Layla's talking about possible. I'll go with the active, not the passive. The Bears defeating the Packers in comeback fashion in a walk-off win where DJ Moore hauled in the pass from Caleb Williams.
That was
the highlight of 2025 as far as Chicago sports goes. And I also, Mark Grody, not in your nice and heated press box, I was there as well.
I was there.
You were almost literally dragged to that game, though. Like, it took a lot to get. And would you do it again?
I would do it again. I would do it again.
Why did you pause?
No, I was just like,
because he'd have to be dragged again.
Yeah, because he's talking about that. You know what? I almost forgot
By
I was dragged there.
Our friend is a show, Henry Melton.
Henry freaking Melton, man. All he'd have to do is ask me once, man. Okay, Henry Melton.
You guys are friends now.
Kinda. Yeah, you're cool. You're acquaintances.
I think so. I don't think I'm ready to call him or anything like that or text him, but I think it was a good first step. You know what? There might be a second date. We'll see.
Don't Banksy him.
Great use of Banksy there.
The biggest story in Chicago sports this year, guys, the Chicago Bears hired, they got Ben Johnson.
Okay, that's fair.
They got Ben Johnson.
That happened this year.
How did the Bears, wait a minute, the Bears hired the most qualified head coach on the market for the last 3 years? That guy wanted to go to your organization after all that we have been through with Bears head coaches in our lifetimes, except for a couple of exceptions. That was the biggest sports story for me of the year 2025. The Bears hired, they got Ben Johnson.
I will.
Good, better, best.
I will say, I don't know that he was the most qualified, but he was definitely the hottest coaching candidate.
You don't think he was the most qualified?
Well, yeah, Vrabel had head coaching experience.
Thank you.
Fine, but he was the biggest name in the cycle. The Bears got the guy.
And we knew how to run an offense. Yeah, the Bears. They got that guy.
Number two.
All right, so going off that first one here, what was Chicago sports low light of 2025?
Sean. Okay.
I love the way Sean Sears is doing this right now. I just got to give shout
Sean
out to Sean
and
Sears.
Grant are being so like subtle. They're
hanging out,
here.
Man. It's the hangout show.
Grody,
there.
You got a directive to watch It's Always Sunny.
You've definitely been telling me that for a while now, Layla, and you do not steer me wrong typically.
I know your sense of humor, I feel
yeah,
like.
I think you do. I think you do.
He's still watching The Other Guys, though. Are you finished with the movie yet?
I never finished The Other Guys. Don't give me... That's a point of contention.
It's like you guys gave me a gift and I only opened half of it.
Well, you opened a lot of our other gifts, but somehow you don't want to open that one.
Gift.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, sorry, Sean. Sorry, Grant.
Sean and Grant.
Also, Sean had his first loss in the staff predictions.
That's probably my
Pray
low light.
Him.
But what was your guys' Chicago low light of 2025? That's his question.
Was it your first loss in the
for
staff
me?
Predictions?
No, I honestly didn't care that much. I feel like more people were upset for me than I was upset for myself. But yeah.
Who wants to go first on this?
I know. Oh, go.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, as I thought about this year in Chicago sports, unfortunately, and I guess it is a low light, but all of these folks lived very fulfilling lives. There were some Chicago sports deaths this year that were significant. Virginia Hallis, Ryan Sandberg, and Sister Jean. Those are blockbuster deaths.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, so... I think we celebrated them so much, so I don't want to like bring the show down. Oh my goodness, yes, they die. Because they are all to be celebrated. Two out of the three live to be a hundo. So that's a pretty good life. Now, Ryan Sandberg was robbed of a lot of his life, obviously, but he gave us so much. He gave
really
everybody
did.
So much. So that's the low light for me.
Oh man, I wasn't that. That does make me sad. It's not your
sorry,
fault.
Sorry, I brought it down.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault.
But in the spirit of contrast, would you like to hear how pointless my submission is to this?
Yeah,
show?
I should have gone last.
I would like to hear
I'm
it.
Sorry.
It was the Bulls losing to the Heat in the play-in game.
15-5 didn't look so good after that, did it?
Mark,
it's the manner
you're bringing
of the loss.
Up significant sad moments that happened, and you're so right about Ryan Sandberg. You're so right. But when it came...
Oh, yeah, great call.
We didn't know, Grant, if you were in our ear, if you were on the air. Then.
No,
sorry
I was just
that.
I was in your ear. I was telling you Stephen Michael passed away.
That's a great call. My bad for leaving Stephen Mongo McMichael out. Yes.
Yes, very true. And another one that is absolutely heartbreaking when you consider what was robbed of him. And unfortunately, yeah, mine is a game. I thought about the Bulls playing game against the Heat and how we had gone to the game the week before against the Heat and we were so excited. And it was the game of the year. And they got into, after having a ridiculously good March, they got into the play-in and then they just got absolutely waxed by the Heat. And I felt like two teams were playing two different games. And yes, losing valuable people to all of us is far more of a low light. I'm sorry, mine was just a silly game.
That's the name of the game, though.
I don't think yours is silly at all. I will say this. The Heat losing by 29 to the Heat in that fashion, which they never had a chance, that's a low light for the Bulls. But it's not the low light for the Bulls this year. And it's not the low light of Chicago sports. The low light of Chicago sports is a Bulls moment in time in which the Bulls were not even directly involved, but they were indirectly involved. The low light of Chicago sports in 2025, because it is the epitome of everything that is wrong with a certain organization, is when Joe Dumars got to the table, got to the mic post-draft, and let everybody know that at 9, they started making calls and offering up the world for a pick so that they could select Derek Queen. When they made that trade with the Atlanta Hawks, who picked directly behind the Chicago Bulls, we learned that the Bulls were called by Joe Dumars. And when you see that the Hawks end up with first round pick later in that round and an unprotected draft pick that if they held the lottery today would have the third best odds of getting the number one pick in a loaded draft. It is the epitome of where the Chicago Bulls are as a franchise, and it is the low light of Chicago sports because it just shows you the treadmill of mediocrity will continue at the United Center for One Basketball Organization.
The one time where the lack of protection will help you, the NBA draft.
Facts.
Otherwise, protect yourself, folks.
I mean, yes. On it.
Number three.
What do you think from the White Sox? Or what do you think about the White Sox outspending the Cubs so far this offseason to the tune of $570.1 million over $47.6 million? Geez, if I could read numbers
what?
Here.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, it was 57.1
okay. million to 47.6 million.
Because if they spent 500 million. Million.
Grant, yeah. Why don't you read that? Grant, I need you to read what Sean just read.
All right. Wow. Yeah. We are
what do you
to
think about the White
the
Sox
question.
Outspending the Cubs so far this offseason to the tune of $57.1 million versus $47.6 million?
Grant killed it.
Nice job, Grant.
Good job, Grant.
Tough lessons.
No, Sean
here,
did it better, though.
And that, by the way, is $10.5 million more, which is nothing to sneeze at when you consider the volume of pay on the Sox payroll. I think that the White Sox also tried to improve their offense. I stare in the direction of the north side here.
Just straight north, due north.
Now, listen, I know it was the Japanese League, but they signed a guy who's hit 56 home runs.
Murataki Murakami.
And as hard as it is to either sign slugging at a discount, which isn't a thing, or to develop it, I give the White Sox a ton of credit for taking a risk that they can't afford to take and trying to improve their offense. I am still wondering how the Cubs are going to address the loss of Kyle freaking Tucker on the north side. So, IDK, Cubs, I think that the White Sox have done more to address their offseason needs than you have so far.
It feels like baseball in Chicago is slowly healing. That's what it feels like, because the White Sox are out here spending money. Not the most money. Not the most money. But enough money for me to be like, oh, you do want a better product on the field next year. That we have to actually say objectively is happening right now compared to off seasons past. The White Sox are trying.
They're spending some money.
Is some more
it's
than none?
It's not like Yasmani Grandal, Dallas Keuchel money.
But I am proud of the White Sox for starting to head at least in the right direction. Cubs, you're on the clock. Sign somebody to help your offense.
Do something.
Do something. Make a trade. Do something. I am shocked that this is the way it's going. But at the same time, I'm not really surprised. Shocked, but not surprised. Shocked by the White Sox, but definitely not surprised by where the Cubs are.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just look at the guys that have gone off the board already. Kyle Schwarber famously going back to the Phillies after doing a little dance.
I'm so mad about it.
Doing a little dance with the Pirates.
I'm so irrationally angry about that.
Cease, gone. Not that I would have wanted the Cubs to pay what they paid Cease.
Oh, smaller, really? You're happy with the money they paid the other Cease. Starters that's that they kept?
Smaller. Like, yeah. That's
not so much a
SBD kind of situation. What's that, Marshall?
I said, You're mad about the money. You're happy that they bypassed the money they would have had to pay.
I don't know if I'm happy.
But you're happy about the money they paid their guy they kept. We'll call him that.
Retained?
Who? Retained.
Who?
Oh, you know what a qualifying offer is, right?
Oh, my God. Soda. Pete Alonso to the Orioles.
Pete Alonso to the Orioles is... That's the one. That's the one where I'm breaking a pen.
So still available, Kyle Tucker.
Oh.
Alex Bregman.
Oh.
Bo Bichette. And the guy that I like, Framber Valdez.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be nice to see that, man?
Good luck.
On the Cubs. So, yeah, do something, Cubs. As far as the White Sox are concerned, yeah. Like, I keep saying they might be starting to look like an interesting roster with Murakami, and they signed Sean Newcomb to a one-year deal. Will he start? Will he relieve? You add that to Montgomery and Caro and Teal. Vargas and Mydroth. Like, I'm not ready to say, oh, they really got something, but they're starting to maybe look a little bit interesting.
Kyle
they're
Teal.
Having some dudes.
They're having
that. And the dudes can play regularly, and that is a plus.
And coming soon, Rock Chalowski. Wait till he rocks this city.
Number four.
You were waiting for that pun.
I was.
Northwestern has reportedly hired Chip Kelly to run their offense. Why is Chip Kelly taking this job for Northwestern?
Good job, Sean.
Was that good?
That was a good really one. Good. Grant,
also,
we don't need you for this one. Thanks.
Wasn't that the collective reaction this morning? Wait, Chip Kelly's coming to Northwestern?
Yeah,
here?
Where is
after
he?
After the last college offensive coordinator job he had was with Ohio State when they won the national title?
In a year?
For the career? Level up. Level up Northwestern. That's a huge hire when you consider Chip Kelly at one point was considered one of the most revolutionary college offensive minds in the game. And say what you want about his management skills, and I definitely have. But a lot of that did translate later to the NFL. A lot of what Chip Kelly did at Oregon. So this guy is a trendsetter. He does have a proven track record at the college level. That's a hell of a hire for Northwestern.
It is. Chip Kelly is a... like that one bougie girl I dated back in my early 30s.
Did you bank her?
Yeah.
No, Chip Kelly's like her because she always did love a bag. Like most women who are
like a guy like
financially
you,
stable and don't have any dependents.
I thought he was calling himself a jerk
too.
No, not that kind of
bag. Not that kind of bag. I'm talking
what goes
about
on these dates.
A nice
with
bag. Yeah. A nice bag. Okay. A nice bag.
A nice bag. Are there nice bags?
Like secure
at the
bag,
accessory?
Or are you talking about like
there's the double
purse.
Entendre, the purse, and also in this case for it's Chip like, Kelly, look at his recent work. He's always securing new bags.
He is good at making money.
Yes.
Well, that's just it. Like, I look at him, and I'm like going through his Wikipedia page. He's just a lifer. Like, we were talking about Juan Castillo the other day about how he's had a million jobs.
Chip fits that mold.
Right. So he's this is just what he's going to do for the rest of his life. Like, he's just going to keep on – and justifiably, there is talent in there. Don't tell the Eagles that, because I'm guessing that if you talk to Eagles fans about Chip Kelly, he sucks, right? Isn't that what's going to happen? Like, they're going to say that.
He traded away their all-time leading rusher in his prime.
See, that's not going to go over well.
And the receiver who was leading the team
as well.
DeSean
Jackson.
LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson.
Yes.
So I would expect him to be here long with, when I say here, I mean Evanston.
If they have a good year in Evanston,
then he's gone.
You know why? Bigger bag.
Bigger bag. Not like you, though.
Yeah, I
You're not a bag at all.
I mean, there's secure the bag, and then there's being a bag.
Yeah,
those
I'm talking about
things.
Securing the bag, not being the bag.
Number five.
All right, final question for you guys, and this was a hot topic. Do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions are awful.
What?
Stop making New Year's resolutions. Stop waiting until January 1st to do what you could have been doing all along. Instead of believing in New Year's resolutions, why don't you believe in some freaking discipline? If you want to do this or do that, just start doing this or that. This is like the people on social media who announce that they're leaving social media. I don't need it. Just go do what you want to do.
Are the people who tell us they're not listening to our show anymore and then proceed to tell us exactly what was on the show?
Same
they
vibe.
Don't listen.
The New Year's resolution thing is tired. It feels like lemmings because you saw somebody else make a New Year's resolution. Now you want to make a New Year's resolution? No. If you want to go to the gym, just go to the gym. If you want to have better habits, just start tomorrow with better habits. Make your bed. How about start with that? Just make your bed. go to the gym, make your bed, like, just do the basic things that an adult is supposed to do. And stop making New Year's resolutions about it.
I understand that people sometimes need an extra push in order to do the thing they wanted to do or commit to themselves. So that's why I'm not as like mad about New Year's resolutions. I'm like, if you want to do it, go do it. So if you need an extra push and that helps your brain, you know, just the turn of the calendar year, if that's something that helps you, then I don't see why it's so wrong conceptually to be able to do that.
You know what's better than New Year's resolution? An accountability buddy for what you just said. Just have someone hold
Ozzie
you accountable.
Ozzie Guillen did say, a goal without a plan is a wish. So have a plan, and that will help you keep any sort of promise to yourself. But then there's the other side of this, which is the overly marketed social media side, where it's like, I'm doing my quarterly reset. I'm doing my Sunday reset. These are my September goals. And people have over New Year's resolution to the entire year. But the point is, do whatever works for you. If you want to make a resolution about it, cool. Do you want a buddy? Talk to us.
I'll close it out from the 312. Why is Mars Hall yelling at us?
My bad.
He was.
My New Year's resolution is to not yell at people as much. There you go.
I love it when people are mad at people. You turn into a show to talk about opinions, and then they're mad when you have an opinion.
I didn't mean to raise my voice. I apologize.
No, no. You were passionate about it.
Where do you stand on this, Mark Rote?
I am more in your corner for sure, because sometimes you just need that huge... And it's large. It is symbolic, right? I mean, because how many people actually keep, like, but sometimes you need that, like, the count, seeing the fact that it's going to be 2026 and be like in my case, like, I need to wake up and get my ass back in shape. Sometimes you need to see the calendar changing just to be like, yeah, it's time. I've gone this whole damn year without being disciplined. You're right. I'll be honest. I did not make my bed today. It didn't happen. I did not sweep the floor. I did not bust out the Swifters today. I got the Swifters because I got a cat. So you got to sweep. I did not sweep today.
Did you call a Swiffer a Swifter?
Wait, is that what it is? It's a Swifter. Swifty. Swiffer. Oh, it's a Swiffer. Swifty. I have the wet ones and the dry ones. Just a great product.
It really is.
But no, we don't endorse those products here, so don't come on.
I use a Swiffer too.
They're sick, aren't they?
They are. As for Swifter, that might be something else. Coming up
Swifty.
Next. I love it. Coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody. There's been a lot of talk about the offense for the Bears and the hook and lateral. Well, in part of that was Ben Johnson giving us a nugget yesterday that was probably pretty true when it came to just how he sees the team playing right now. And then there was Dan Campbell also agreeing. So we'll hear from the Bears head coach and the Lions head coach next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.